Shortly before lunchtime, an 18-year-old gunman entered Jokela High School in Finland and shot dead 7 pupils and the head teacher and injured 10 others. He then shot and injured himself and is currently in a critical condition in hospital. Last night, details were posted on the YouTube website predicting the massacre in detail, including a plan of attack, listing the time, date and the target. YouTube has now withdrawn over 80 videos linked to his account, some of them featuring Nazi imagery. Channel 4 News accessed some of the pages before they were withdrawn, which some of you may find disturbing. Jonathan Miller has this report on the massacre at Jokela High School, 40 miles north of Finland's capital, Helsinki.
Children started running towards the police line sometime after midday, followed by dinner ladies running for their lives. The head teacher had announced over the school's public address system that all students should remain in their classrooms. By now, though, she was dead, as were 5 boys and 2 girls in this little town near Helsinki. A quiet community reeling from the unthinkable. This sort of thing doesn't happen here.
The shooter came through the fire doors and started running towards me with a gun in his hand, shouting. After this, I locked the door to my classroom and I escaped downstairs. I ran down the lower corridor as the shooter was running towards me. While running away, I saw the dead body of an adult on the left-hand side of the door. I saw my pupils at the classroom window. They asked me what to do. I asked them all to jump out of the window.
This, the chilling video posted on YouTube by the killer just hours earlier. It's entitled The Jokela High School Massacre and dated today. It depicts a man posing with a gun. Everyone now assumes he was the killer, although it's yet to be confirmed by the police. Backing music from a US hardcore industrial rock band, KFMDM, a known favourite of one of the Columbine High School killers.
Kun poliisi tuli siihen koulun pihalle.
When police arrived in the schoolyard, we managed to contact the target individual and police gave commands to the target individual, to which he responded by firing 1 shot at the police. No one was hurt when this shot was fired.
We now know the killer shot himself in the head, but survived and was taken to hospital in an extremely critical condition. The web entry for Sturgmeister 89 on YouTube is revealing. He'd uploaded 89 video clips since mid-October, when YouTube closed down his last account under the alias Natural Selector. Another of the videos, posted on Monday, shows a man firing a pistol at an apple. It's entitled, Just Testing My Gun. There follows a wider shot, still in the forest, which appears to show Sturgmeister 89 with the firearm he just calls Catherine. He acknowledges his fantasy audience. There are many other pictures of him on these web pages. He identifies himself as Pekka Erik Alvinen, 18 years of age. He describes himself as an unemployed, cynical existentialist. A fellow pupil of Jokela High School described him today as a militant radical from that strange place where extreme left meets extreme right. On YouTube, he wrote screeds of hate-filled prose. There should be no mercy, he said, for the scum of the earth. Humanity is overrated. I am prepared to fight and die for my cause, he wrote. I am a natural selector and will eliminate all who I see as unfit. Most of you are too arrogant and closed-minded to understand. He went on, remember, this is my war. Don't blame anyone else for my actions. I told nobody about my plans. Don't blame the movies I see, the music I hear, the games I play, or the books I read. No, they had nothing to do with this. Pekka Alvinen posted pictures of himself playing a video game which he called Me Being British SAS Special Forces. On the site, he lists his interests and hobbies as existentialism, misanthropy, political incorrectness, and women. His music of choice, aggressive rock. Favorite writers, Malcolm Bradbury, Orwell, Huxley, and Nietzsche. What Pekka Alvinen did today was clearly not something he wanted or intended to survive. He's had his moment of notoriety now, like his violent forebears at Virginia Tech and Columbine. Tonight a YouTube spokesperson told Channel 4 News, our hearts go out to the families of those who've lost loved ones in this tragedy. We have removed the video and disabled the user's account.